fact, it wasn't the psalmist at all, it's Isaiah that wrote this. As a mother comforts her son, so will I myself comfort you. And you shall find comfort in Jerusalem. This you shall see and be glad at heart. The Lord shall make his power known among his servants. The Lord will judge by fire and will test all living people. Let us pray. Gracious God, on this special day, we come to you in thanksgiving and in praise. As a mother loves her child, so you love us. And for that great truth, we praise and thank you. We owe our very lives to you. You have watched over us from our birth, tenderly nurturing us, showering us with love. When we have needed you have been there. You have given us strength in times of need, comfort in times of distress, encouragement in times of despair, guidance in times of uncertainty. Whatever we have faced, you have been with us. For that great truth, we praise and thank you. And Lord, we confess that we have not always appreciated your love. All too often ignoring what you would teach us, disobeying your instructions, taking you for granted, wandering far from your side. Yet through it all, your love has remained constant. Forgive our feeble faith. Forgive us for caring so little about you, so little about others, and so much about ourselves. And forgive us for turning our Christian faith into something we receive rather than something we share. Gracious God, teach us more of yourself. Your care for us, your sacrifice for our sake, that love that is unquenchable. You have called us to be your children. Help us to live as Christ lived. Give us a sense of responsibility to the poor, to the sick, the homeless, the oppressed, the lonely, the weak, the sorrowful, all who we see around us. Help us to recognize our responsibility to the world you have given us and to you, that in everything we say and think and do, we may live for your glory and work for your kingdom. Amen.